Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi, as we have our first full daf here in Perek Gid Hanasha. We started discussing yesterday the Isser of Gid Hanasha, coming from the source of it is the Parshas of Vayishlach. We'll talk about those Pesukim Beth Hashem later in the Perek in about a week and a half from now. But we started off talking about the Isser itself. So the Isser applies across the board, right, and the list of places and conditions. And they're all listed because there's somewhere in this Masechta that there's a difference between one of the details, right? We have the same list by Kisi Adam and by Osov Espino and by Gid HaNasha. And it keeps saying, Ba'aretzu, Ba'chutz La'aretz, Be'fnei Abayis, So Be'fnei Abayis, because there's going to be a halacha that's going to be different. As we mentioned, by Kisi Adam, there was a difference because it didn't apply to Behemos, and by Osov Espino, there was something unique, and we'll learn by Shiloh HaKan, it only applies Be'mikre, not Be'mizuman. Right, so there's differences in various contexts. That's why we have the whole list here as well. We mentioned the machlokas where it applies. It applies to a behema, a chaya, but not to an oaf. What about the shalil? That was a machlokas tanoim. Whether it applies to the shalil or not, that we said that machlokas, as we'll see, is related to the machlokas we had back in the fourth parak, machlokas of Emir and the Chachamim, whether there's a halacha of ben pakua by a ben tes chai. That was a machlokas. Your mayor says that a ben tes chai has to have regular shrita, right? That's the midaraisa. And we paskin like the Rabbanan that said, no, but even a ben tes chai does not require shrita. You might be able to shecht it if you go in and you shecht it, right? The dalet simanim achshara beirachmana, as the Gemara said. But there is no chiyuv, and therefore Abi Yehuda also said here that the isser of Gid HaNasha does not apply to a shalil because it is not considered a behemah in the regular sense. No shrita, no isser of gid, and its chalif is mutter because it doesn't have the status of chalif. And then we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. Again, each of these we'll be talking about by the Shem, by the Gemara. What type of ne'emonis applies to the tabachim? Rebbe says we cannot trust the tabachim. The Chachamim say we can. Again, it might be part of a larger issue whether in a place where there is tircha involved in a certain situation, does the person have ne'amanis that he took care of what he had to take care of? Right? There is a concept of biyado. There's a ne'amanis of biyado that we give a person. It's an outgrowth or a related topic to Eidecha Ne'ema Bisurin. Eidecha Ne'ema Bisurin. And related to that, in certain context, is biyado. Right? So the Rishonim and the Achronim talk about it in Gittin Daf Beis, and later on in Maseches Gittin, the concept of biyado. Does biyado even beat Cheskas Isser? But here, so related to that, this is biyado, but it's time-consuming, and it's difficult. So does the Ne'emanus get balanced out by the fact that there is tircha involved? That was the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rebbe Meir. So now, what the Gemara is going into now, for the next blot or so, and we started already yesterday, is what is the pshat of the Mishnah when the Mishnah says that the Isser of Gid HaNasha applies to karbonos as well, applies to mukdashin. So what exactly is the case? What's the chiddush? So the Gemara asks, right, because you have an animal that has Isser of Gid HaNasha, then I'm makdashin. So why should it not... Why should it not be Asur Mishum Gid HaNasha? It was Asur Mishum Gid HaNasha its whole life. Now I'm Makdish it, so it should lose the Isra of Gid HaNasha. So the Gemara says it's Pshita that it applies to Hektish. Right? What happened? Why would you think otherwise? So the Gemara said, you want to say it's related to the Machlokas we'll have later on? Yesh Begide Benosein Tam. Maybe the Chiddush is that even though it's already Asur Mishum Gid, the Isra of Hektish could still apply to it? But then you should say the Isser of Hektish applies to Gid, not the Isser of Gid applies to Hektish. And then the Gemara says, okay, what about the other Shita? Ein Begid Menosein Tam? The Gid is not normal Hana'ah. It's like Eitz Ba'alma and it's still Aser, but then there shouldn't be an Isser of Hektish at all. Because Hektish is about the Isser of Me'ilah is by benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. If it doesn't taste like anything, if it's Ein Begid Menosein Tam, then there wouldn't be an Isser. So we're still stuck. Right, what exactly is the case that's on that the Mishnah is telling us that there is an Isser of Gid by Kachim? So the last suggestion we made was maybe it's talking about Vlados Kachim. By a regular case of a carbon, of course, it's also Mishum Gid HaNasha, right? It's not Paka just because you make it Hektish. But what about a Vlad of a carbon, right? What's the case? The Vlad of a carbon, as the Mishnah, as the Gemara says, and the Chiddush is that it is noig b'shalil, meaning the Isser of Gid applies to the shalil inside, as we saw, Rebbe Meir holds in the, or the Tanakama holds in the Mishnah. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that a Vlad of a Karban becomes Kadosh even while it's still inside, not only when it comes out, and therefore, the Isser of Gid and Hektish come at the exact same moment. Right when it's formed, right when the Isra of Gid is created, that's when the Isra of Gid starts, and the Isra of a Karban also, according, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, the Isra of Karban also applies at that moment when it's formed, b'mea iman, and it's what we would call two Isurim b'bas achas, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that the Isra of Gid and the Isra of Hektish are chal b'bas achas, and therefore, by a Vlad Kodesh, if I eat the Gid of a baby Karban, a baby that came out of a carbon, so I get two averes. I get the Isser of Gidanasha and the Isser of Mi'ila. So that's the suggestion that we are up to. And the Gemara said, does it really work? Isn't it a machlokas about Sheol? Yeah, that's got to work that into the Mishnah, that it's a machlokas about Sheol. Shalil, first it says the Shita, and then it says, by the way, this is a machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim. So that is all where we stand right now. That is still the suggestion that has been accepted, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah of Mukdashin is by a Vlad carbon. Good. So now the Gemara says, so is this really possible that we could say that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that this is two Isurim Babasachas, because the Chiddush is that the Isur of Gid and the Isur of Karban both apply B'mea Iman, they both apply while they're still in utero, but for Hatnan, but then we learn in the Mishnah, in Maseches Nazir, Al Elu Tumos Anazir Megaleach, on the following tumas, a nazir shaves his head, meaning that a nazir loses his count of nazirus if he becomes tame in one of these ways, and therefore he has to start over again. And when a nazir starts over again, he has to shave his head and then let it grow. Right? The nazir has to let his hair grow. That is the halacha. But to start the nazirus again, he has to shave. So which tumos counts? Meaning, if a nazir becomes tame mishum nevela, that doesn't make him start over again. Right, so which tumas counts? So the Mishnah says, "Va'atana ilo tumas hanazir megaleach al hames ve'al kazayis ben hames." Right, if he comes in contact with a dead body or a kazayis from a dead body, and we ask, "V'kashulan al kazayis ben hames megaleach al kula lokal shekein," if a nazir loses his nazirus for just a kazayis from a mace, then surely a homes. Right, so what's the chiddush? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan interpreted that Mishnah. What's the chiddush? What's the case of mace that might not have a kizayis min hames? Kizayis basar min hames. V'lo nitzricha elo lenefel, shlo nikshu evar of a begidin. Maybe we're talking about a very early stage nefel, some type of embryo, shlo, well, has a form already, shlo nikshu evar of begidin, that already has its bones all there, but they weren't connected, the limbs and the gidin and the sinews didn't bring them all together, and therefore there's no basar. So, basar, the line of the Mishnah that says, kizayis ben hames, that's talking about basar, basar ben hames. But when it says just mace, that's not the case where there is no basar, there is no gidin. And it still has the status of mace. So what do you see from there? You can have the status of something before the gidin are even formed. So one second, we just said, we're trying to say that the Isser of Karban and the Isser of Gid happens at the exact same moment, but maybe the Isser of Karban, which is on the behemoth, happens before the gidin. Inside, in the uterus of the animal. So the Gemara says, Alma Isser Mukdashin Kadim. So it's not exactly the same moment. Just as we see from this Mishnah as we see from Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat of the Mishnah in Nazir, it's possible to have the status of an animal before the Gidin exist. So just like that applies here by Nazir, so it should apply also here in our Mishnah, and therefore it's not exactly the same moment. The Isser of Me'ila should come before the Isser of Gid, and therefore we should say, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, right? And it's not an example of Isser Bibas Achas. Good. Stop there for a moment. The discussion that we have on the Mishnah in Nazir is about Isser of Tumas Nazir. This is interesting. The Rishonim, I'll read it to you from the Chinuch. Right, we know there are 10 mitzvahs related to Nazir, all in Parshas Naso. So a lot of them are about wine. Good majority of them are about wine, but two of them are about Tumas Meis. There are two separate Isurim that a Nazir is not allowed to go into an Ohel HaMeis, and a Nazir is not allowed to become Tame Meis. Two separate Isurim are counted Lo Sases in Parshas Naso. Shalo Yikanes Anazir Lo Olam Eish Neemar Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, says the Chinuch. And number two, right, two separate isurim related to Tumas Meis of the Kohen. The Sefer Chinuch talks about Anazir. So the Sefer Chinuch talks about there in Shin Ayin Vav. Let me tell you, even though I've already spoken in general about Harchakas Tumah Min HaKodesh, let me tell you something else specifically about this. And this is relating to a topic that we haven't discussed in a while, but it's one of our topics. Oda Gid Ho'Leal Ruchi B'Tam HaChomer HaGadol Sheb Anazir Shin Etzavash Le'itma Bam Gam La'aviv Le'imo V'Yitzarach Lomo V'Shar Krovim. Anazir cannot even become Tameh for his 7 close relatives. Right, that is more chamur than a regular kohen. V'harei kohen hediot shegam hu kadosh mitamei bohen. If you're not the kohen gadol, you become tamei for your 7 primary relatives. So why is another is even more chamur? V'ha'inyan ahu l'fiyah domeh ki kedushas hakohen chala alav memela lo hiskim hu aleha umidaito lo nihiyasa. Nobody asked the kohen when he was born, do you want to be a kohen? Right, he's a kohen. Even if he likes listening to Chazaras HaShatz, right? Even if he likes not being in the center of attention, and does no, nobody asked him. It's automatic. Ki emileda umibeta niskadesh bekoach shivto shekulo kodesh v'hanhagaso im krovav kechol shar b'nei ha'olam. And the hanhaga with his relatives is like anyone else. Nobody asked him to be a kohen, so the Torah says. You know, you could treat your family as anyone else would treat their family. You didn't choose this on yourself. Ki ein chiluk beino isha kohen l'shar ha'am. Zulasi ki li'itim yavod be'el te'elokav. Right, 2 weeks out of the year, he has to go serve in the base of Mikdash. V'amnam li'itim gam ken yishkon behechalav v'yogel mohavav u'lesimcho u'lemishta yikra re'av akrovav. He's in the town. Everybody knows him. He's in shul. He's one of the chevra. Al ken yichan l'bavo. He's not separated from his family. And therefore he has a regular relationship with his family. A close relationship with his family. And therefore the Torah understands that it's only fair that he could become Tameh for his 7 relatives. Ki kol darkei ha-Torah noam. V'chol nesivoseha shalom. Right? This goes on the list of Derechei HaDarchei Noam. What, you're going to say the Kohen can't go to his parents' Levaya? He grew up with his parents. He's always with his parents. He has a close relationship with his brothers and his sisters. Right? You have to understand. Achein ha'ish ha'nazur l'ashem kol yemei neder nizro kadushu l'ashem. A nazir is not someone who's just one of the guys. Right? He's not having a drink with you. Right, that's usher. Ukemosha heir alav akasav kinezer alakav arosho lo yitamei b'tavasa olam v'lo yimsa beisam lo yimatzei b'meisam mishtaos ubesudas vareim ki afrashoso menayayin muchachas alav shenasan libo lahavinu lehisanos lefnei Hashem ulasakin darchei nafsho ulahaniach tanuki aguf hachashuch. He's separated himself. He left his normal part of life. You can probably understand that he's also separated and doesn't have the same relationship with his family. Again, can there be exceptions? Yes, but the Torah writes klalim. Ein safek ki bis alos nefesh yakel ma'od be'ene anas haguf v'chol inyano. He's focused on the nefesh. Kol shekein shel yitfana achar chevras gufim acherim v'lotim ze tainug b'chol davar me'advarim zulasi ba'avoda kadosha asher niskasher ba v'ene la'tamid. And obviously, this applies to the Kohen Gadol as well. The Kohen Gadol is unique and is different. The Kohen Gadol is a beautiful line in Maseches Moed Katan, where the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol, all his life is like a Jew on Yantif. That's the Lashon. Kohen Gadol, Bechol Yom, Kekule Alma, B'moed. It's talking about the context of Tzaras, but what does that mean? That the Kohen Gadol is always in a state of Lifnei Hashem. A Kohen Gadol is always in a state that he has to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, right, some Rishonim even say, the last Rambam Raivin in Hilchas Kelayim, that the Kohen Gadol could wear his big day kahuna that have shatnas in them, even when he's not doing the Avodah. Even when he's not doing the Avodah. They have Kasir in the Rambam. The Rambam says you can't. The Mefarshim explain. No, the Radvaz says, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot can only wear his Begadim when he's doing his Big Day Kahuna, when he's doing the Avodah. But a Kohen Gadol can wear them even with Shatnez, even Shalobashas Avodah. Why? Because the Begadim of a Kohen Gadol are different. They're not just to do the Avodah. They're maybe to make him a Kohen, and the Kohen is always considered, the Kohen Gadol maybe is always considered Bashas Avodah. There is no Shalom B'Shas Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. And that's what the Rambam says, you know, it's better to have his house in Yerushalayim. He should always be there. He should always be in that state. So that's the Kohen Gadol is different. Again, that's a big topic. But the Sefer Chinuch says in this mitzvah, that's why it's understandable that a Kohen Hedyo, Durachad Drachei Noam, can become Tamei for his relatives, and maybe has to become Tamei for his relatives, but not a Nazir and not a Kohen Gadol, because they are separate. But again, it's two separate losases in the Minyan and Mitzvahs, not to become Tamei from an Ohel HaMeis, and not to become Tamei from a Meis itself. Ohel HaMeis, Ohel, only comes up by certain context. Ohel HaMeis, obviously, that's the famous one, but also Tumas Ohel by Mitzora, Tzaras, if I walk into a Bayis HaMenuga, right, that also has Tumas Ohel on a, maybe on a Drabanan level, Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Kiva Paskas, that Avodah Zarah has Tuma, so maybe in a base Avodah Zarah, that might have Tumas Ohel as well. There is a Rivet. There's a Rivet at the end of Meseches Tamid. We know we have the Rivet's commentary on Meseches Tamid. So at the end of the Meseches Tamid, the Rivet quotes a Sefer Mikzaos, Matsasi, Kasuv, Hecha de'ika nida be'beisa de kohen, aser lo le'mesak le'duchin, kol emas de'isa benidasa. De'chayish dilman naga be'midi de'naga hiv aser le'temuye. He quotes, again, this is not Tumas Ohel, right? He says the Farish that, right, because if it's in the house of a nida, that's the Lashon, but he says maybe he was nogea. Dom Reb Yuda, kol kohen shenos yeskapov, v'imo o ishto o bito temeya, v'nichnas hu ba'oso bayish enida l'sham, they just mentions Tumas Ohel, hare tfilaso al Yisrael to'eva, v'yav gorim lazaro sheyoven meha'olam, v'lo od el she'en emosias Yisrael yudei chavasan, v'alav ha'kaz v'omer, v'arischem kapechem alim a'ini mikem, v'chi hechi de'asur lo l'kohen l'me'al be'beise, shemunach be'meis, Kach aser le lemeal bebesa deisa nida begava viyachid le adrunya. You have a separate room below nafke mine kol meni dusa shaper dami. Whoa, that's a sefer hamikzos quoted in the Rivet here. We don't pasken this way, obviously, again we find early sources. Look in the Torah, right? The Ramban already points out, right, when Lavan goes and speaks to Rachel and Rachel says ki derech nashim li, Lavan does not even answer him. He just walks out. Right, because there's Lavan just walks out when Rachel says that, because they didn't even speak to them. They had a separate tent, and there was the dirt that she walked on. Right, there was some type of tuma earlier. Ula pirusham yesh la tamua my taima. Now the Rivet's talking. Hanach tanoi demachri kulei hay benida. Kaima London mutilus yachin emanida. Know what the whole chumri is? So yesh lomer demchalelu shamayna lo amru ela la bali nefesh. It must be not normative practice, says the Ravid. Elo by nefesh dumi di yecheskel de machmir anafshe. Right, we had twice already this pesachta. The yecheskel was machmir by mesukenes and others. Miha nira dafka ba'osan tvarim hu sheish chilek by nefesh abnei adam. Aval vade lises kapav lekonim. He talks about lises kapav v'chulu hatam shel the nida v'zava slamach hakadav yadav and isomi tamasam. Gets into it a little more. But again, that is a collector's item shita. That's not normative practice. We have mace, we have mitzora, we have in Chazal a little bit avodah zara, but nida is not there. That's in that sefer hamikzos quoted in the Ravid at the end of Maseches Tamid. So far, we've done one question. So what is the question? The question has been: How could we suggest that the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Mukdashin, the Chiddush is that Gid and Hektish are Chal at the same time? Isur Mabasachas is not true. Hektish is Chal before Gid, because we see from the Mishnah in Nazir, explained by Rabbi Yochanan, that the Karban, or the Mishnah in Nazir is talking about a human being. So that Gemara might have been answered that, but the Gemara doesn't answer that way. Right, there could have been a difference between a human being and an animal, but okay, Gemara doesn't answer that, but you see from there that the Isser of the item might exist before the Gitin exist, so therefore, that's a kasha, it's not Bebasachas. Answer, Afal Gav, the Isser Mukdashin Kadim, Isser Gid Chalalei, Elihu. You're right, the Isser of Hektish is Kadim, and this is not an example of Isser Bebasachas. You know what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is? Isser Chalal Isser, because the Isser of Gid and Ashe is more Chamor than the Isser of Hektish. Why is the Isser of Gid more Chamor? The Isser of Gid is also Alav, Shekein Isur Noeg Bibnei Noach. Because the Isser is Noeg Bibnei Noach. What exactly does that mean? The Isser of Noeg Bibnei Noach. Rashi? U'mishaninan. Rashi notes here that we have to know where the answer starts. Avagav Isser Mugdash and Kadam Asi Isser Gibbechayel Hoel V'Isser Chamoru Shenoeg B'Bnei Noach. The Isser is Noeg B'Bnei Noach. The Isser of Gidon Asher applies to non-Jews. B'nei Noach. So, L'chora, what this means here, and the Mepharshim explain it, it applied to B'nei Noach. When did the Isser of Gidon Asher start? Right, earlier. Shenoi B'nei Noach, Kitakani Mas Isser, as we're going to have later on, the Bishtan Daf Kuf. Palo B'nei Noach, Nasser Gidon Asher. We'll see that, the words of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Because the Isser started very early, that makes it more chamor. And therefore, it is enough to be chal on the Isser of Hekdesh. Meaning, it sounds like even if you don't have any Lamaisa Chumra, but just historically, it's more Chamor, that's why it's chal. Ask the Ramban, but doesn't that make it more Kal? Ask the Ramban, don't we have a principle in Masechah Sanhedrin that any Isser that applied before, and that was not repeated by Har Sinai, is only Noheg by Yisrael, ikalameidach, ask the Ramban. Vadarmina b'Sanhedrin, didn't we learn in Sanhedrin and Dafnun Tess, kol parshin emra l'bnei noach, v'lo nishtes b'Sinai, li Yisrael nemra, v'lo l'bnei noach. The anu ein lanu el agedan nasha, li b'der b'Yehuda, alma, eidiz or noach, achshav b'nei noach. So his question is, taking b'nei noach literally, and saying, it doesn't apply to b'nei noach? Non-Jews don't have an Isser of gedan nasha? V'yesh loma, v'yesh omrim, says the Ramban, hoel v'noag v'amisura koda matan Torah, as I just explained. Maybe what the pshat means here doesn't mean actual B'nai Noach today, but it means it started earlier in the time of B'nai Noach. Masha Einkin B'Shar Mitzvahs Chomer Hu. That's enough to be a Chumra to be Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. The Ramban doesn't say it explicitly, but he says, so who was it Chal by at that time? It was Chal on B'nai Yisrael. Is he saying that we were called B'nai Noach at that time? He doesn't say it explicitly. The Ritva says it explicitly. The Ritva says it explicitly right here. His Lashon is, sorry, the Ritva's Lashon here is, Pirish, lo b'chol b'nei Noach, like the Ramban said, his grand Rebbe. Dalo k'siv, elo lo yuchlu b'nei Yisrael is g'nan Asha. Right? No, of course it doesn't apply to b'nei Noach. Elachi pirusho, shekin yisura noheg banu, afilu kishahayinu b'nei Noach. Dahainu kodem matan Torah. Right, but it applied to us even when we were B'nai Noach. Right, so again, there is a huge discussion in the Achronim. What status did B'nai Yisrael have, before Matan Torah? Were we B'nai Noach with a couple of extra mitzvahs? Were we pre-Jews? Were we super B'nai Noach? All of these have different connotations. So what were we? So the Rishon, so it's hard to know exactly if we can be medayik in the words of the Rishonim like the approaches of the Achronim. When the Ritva here says, at a time when we were B'nai Noach, that might just mean before we had the Torah. Might mean that we had the Chalos Shem, Ben Noach, Super Ben Noach, whatever it is. But, it's a formulation. Isura Noeg Banu Afilu Kishahayinu B'nai Noach, Leinu Kodem At the Torah. Right? The Mishnah Melech wrote a large portion of the Sefer, Parashas Drachim, is all about this question. I mean, the Ramban himself doesn't say it explicitly. The Ramban does discuss this elsewhere in Parashas Emor, where the Ramban discusses the Mekalel. The Mekala. What does the Pasuk say there in Parashas Emor? In Isha, a man went out who was a son of an Isha Yisraelis, meaning the mother was Jewish, the father wasn't Jewish. Isha Yisraelis, v'hu ben ish mitzri, v'soch b'nei Yisrael. Right? The Jewish mother, non-Jewish father. V'yinatzu b'machaneh ben ha-Yisraelis v'isha Yisraeli. That's what happened. B'toch b'nei Yisrael. Rashi, b'toch b'nei Yisrael, melamed shenizgayer. He converted? Jewish mother, non-Jewish father. What do you mean he converted? Ask the Ramban. What does that mean? He converted. Vahatsarfatim omrim. He quotes the French rabbis. Vahatsarfatim omrim. Kitam agerus bebnei shahayakodem matan Torah. Vahayim mishpato leilech achar azachar. Mimasha omru beumos halach achar azachar. Maybe because before matan Torah we were like non-Jews. And by non-Jews it all goes by the father. The father is the one that determines the nation, let's say. Amon and Moav and fathers of the nation. So maybe we were like Umos HaOlam before Matan Torah. So we need a Geiris. V'kasher nolad zeh lo malu oso ki mitzri haya bedino. when this boy was born, they didn't give him a milah because he was a Mitzri. His father was an Egyptian. And when he got older, he converted and he was Nemo. Fine. Says the Ramban, I disagree. Ve'ein dayti kach. Ki me'ei sheba Avram bebris, hayu Yisrael ubagayim lo yischashavu. Right when Avram Avinu came, Bnei Yisrael were different, and Pashas, what is Ramban saying? Achar ha'im. So the boy would have been Jewish. Ukemo she'amar be'esav. Like it says in by Esav, Adilma Yisrael mumar shiny. Right, that's what Gemara says in Kiddushin. Maybe Esav is different because he's Yisrael mumar, calls him Yisrael. The Kavachomer adavar, im la'achar matan Torah, shahakusi haba albas Avraham, mechayve lavin, ve'en lo ba Kiddushin, he mikvatara lu'umos lahachiris vadalios kamoha. If a Jewish woman is called a mikvatara, that's the language of the Gemara, a Jewish woman who's niv'eles to a guy, she is a mikvatara that the child's going to be Jewish. Lo kol shekein kodem haTorah shiteheim taharis vada lios kamoa lechayvo b'milo kizara shel Avram. Even when there's an iser being done, after Maamad Har Sinai, beforehand, what was the iser of intermarriage? What was the iser? By lo kol shekein kodem Torah shiteheim taharis vada lios kamoa lechayvo b'milo kizara shel Avram yehi mechlal b'nei Yisrael. 2 days in the Ramban likes the second day. This issue about did we have the status of halachas? Ramban's talking about it in a halachic context. Do we have the halachic status of a Jew before Maamad Har Sinai? Maybe that's why the Ramban, I don't know, maybe that's why the Ramban is a little not as comfortable in using the formulation that his grand Talmud did. Right? The Ritva said, oh, this was at a time when they wore B'nai Noach. The Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban doesn't say the words at a time when we wore B'nai Noach. The Ramban's lashon is, it's an iser that applied to us earlier. Right, the Ramban's lashon again is Hol v'nod v'hem yisuro kodem matan Torah. Mashenkim b'shar mitzvahs chomerhu. So maybe that's this a little lumdis why he wouldn't use that formulation. And then the Ramban just adds another answer. V'ikal ameimar again. What does this pshat of what does this line mean? V'ikal ameimar delam yishum she nohag b'bnei noach ka'amrinan. El emevneishu noeg b'temeya. What it means is non-kosher animals. That's what it means by b'nei noach. It means animals that were ushered to that applied even before. But it's ne'asar l'bnei noach. And this relates to the Mishnah that we're going to have later on Daf Kuf. Does the Israel get Nasha apply to non-kosher animals? V'yavah b'shehuter lohem mikol makom nishar isuro. Kemo shayinoig bein b'temeya bein b'tahora. Nimsa achshav nami yesh lanu chomer b'desh isuro noag nohag b'nei noach. Okay, so that is a different pshat than what this line means about b'nei noach. So far we've defended what the pshat of the Mishnah is. When the Mishnah says mukdashin, it means the isser of hektish and gid. I watch the chiddush isser chalal isser. The isser of gid is chal on the isser of hektish because it's not bavasa, even though it's not bavasachas because it's chamor. So ask the Gemara. Man shamislei hay svara. Who is the one that says later on in the Mishnah this svara that it's noig b'bnei noach? Let's say by non kosher animals, as we'll see. Hay svara Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says this. Famasis and delok Rabbi Yehuda, but our stam mishnayis in this parak are not Rabbi Yehuda diktani, or even specifically this mishnah. Why? Because what did our mishnah say yesterday? Diktani noeg bebehema ubachaya beyarach shal yeminu beyarach shal smol. Right? It applies to right and left yarech. Rabbi Yehuda says it only applies to one, probably the right. So the Gemara says, Haitana, Savalakalasi Bechada, Paligala Bechada. So this Tana is not Rabbi Yehuda. It's a shita that holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Holds like Rabbi Yehuda by B'nei Noach, right, by Temeya, and does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda regarding which one. So the Gemara says, Eimer, the Shamas led Rabbi Yehuda b'Temeya, de Isser Lav. But now we say, 1 second, when did we say that Rabbi Yehuda says the Gid is Chal by a Temeya, that's an Isser Lav? Fine. Kadshim de Isser Kares mi Shamas lei? By Kadshim, which is an Isser Kares. What's an Isser Kares? Mi'ilah is not an Isser Kares. Kachim could lead to an Isser Kares, Rashi says. Right? Kares, sha'al yidei kachim bali de kares. Kigon achlu bituma opigo venosar. So it can lead to kares, misham islay. So is that appropriate? Right? Meaning, would he say it in this regard too? Right? So again, look at Rashi for a second. Emer, the shamas leather of Yehuda, to amar, to misham chumri, to gid, to noy bebeneno achal, nami yisra achrina. The isra of gid would be chal on another isra because it's more chumr. That's by tuma. But when it comes to kachim is very strong. Right? So maybe the isra of gid would not be chal on it, and therefore back to the question of what's the pshat of the Mishnah, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Either it's pashit or it's obvious. So, different suggestion given. Before we get to the different suggestion, important ha'arev Tosas. Tosas says, the Isser of Kachim, Misham Islay, right? If the Isser of Gid Bichal on an Isser of Karban, it can lead to an Isser of Kares. So how can you say Gid is more Chamor than Karban? So Tosas says, Mashma, Dafilu Bishlamim, Ula Achar Zrika, Deshari. One second. Sometimes a Karban reaches a stage where you're allowed to eat it. Right? After Zrika by Shlamim. Anybody could eat it. The Yisrael could eat it. Aflazorim, boil a member to the Chal Klal, Isser Gid, what about in that case? If a Yisrael, we're saying the Isser of Gid can't be Chal. So ask Tosfos, but what happens if the first Isser disappears? Are we saying then that the Isser hasn't been Chal? That's what the Mishnah means, says Tosfos. The Isser of Gid is Chal on a Karban for when the Karban loses its Isser of Karban. Right, after Zrika, lo chal klal iser gid b'shari b'achila. It sounds like it's totally. The Gemara's question is that it shouldn't be chal at all. Avagav delach hazrika paka iser kachim. We do lo achikha dechayel because you have to come up with a new suggestion as the Gemara is about to give mevakeres. V'teima kivan dehashto leker iser kachim. Once the iser kachim evaporates, avagav deyachol lavo lide iser kares kigonim ochlo b'tumas aguf amaylo yachol iser gid de'ein kan iser chal al iser. Right, there's no, right, the Ein Kan is, listen, the Gemara in Yevamos talks about this. This is a fascinating issue. The Gemara already alludes to it, but the Rishonim and the Acharonim expand upon it. When we say Isser, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. What's Tosfos' answer? The Isser of Gid has to be Chal while the animal's alive. And if it's not Chal while the animal's alive, it's never Chal. That's Tosfos' Chiddush. Just like Yaakov Avinu was alive when he got, knocked by the Malach and he started limping. Fascinating. Makar. Tosa says, Binan Sheyahu Mechayim Isser Gid, Dumya de Yaakov, Shenasha lo Gido Mechayim. Right, that's a fascinating line. How many halachas, we'll have to keep track in this parak, how many halachas will be learned out from the actual story? Besides the Isser of Gid is learned from the actual story, but how many details? This is an amazing one of Tosfos. The Isser of Gid is only going to apply if it starts off when the animal's alive, because Yaakov Avinu was alive when he got knocked by the Malach. Okay. But either way, what's the issue behind Tosfos' question? Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Does that mean it's not Chal at all, period, and it disappears, and it's never going to be Chozer V'Neir? Or does it mean it's there, and it exists, you're just not going to get punished for it because of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser? But it does exist. It does exist. There's much evidence that it does exist. And if it exists, then maybe that's Tosfos' Kasha. When the Isser of Kachim disappears after Zrika, so then you should say the Isser of Gid is Chal. Right, so why does the Gemara have that suggestion? And that's what the Tosfos has to give his Chiddush answer. But that's behind the issue. The Acharonim discusses this, Rabbi Elchanan discusses this in Kovetz Ha'aris, in Simen Lamed Aleph, and he quotes the Gemara in Yevamis about the Kubiya Nafkamina. He says, Mivur, Dehade Inisar Chal Al Isser, Hu De'ein Ha Isser Asheni Chal Klal, according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, "Dari kasa mishamachi mutar basa b'chalav gam b'hanaa after mitam nevela ochelav eno aser b'hanaa." V'chein yishol derechachilah. He continues. He quotes it from a Rambam, but there's evidence in both directions. He talks about the issue of lekovro bein rishon gamurim. They used to bury people based on which averis they did, or what about a katan? What in terms of Isser Chalal Isser? Okay, there's a discussion of whether this his lashon is after lesali isura klal mikomakom sibas ha isser kayemes umehaytaima isser mitzla tali vitkoi. It's hanging. Kidapaka isser kama chayel isser basra. Right, that he quotes from the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis in Yevamos. Okay, so the Gemara says we have to come up with a different shot of the Mishnah. So ela hacha b'mavakeres askinan. What do we come up with? Mivakeres, an animal that's having its. We're not talking about an animal that's already a carbon, and therefore when it has a baby, the baby is a carbon the first second that it exists. We're talking about a mother that's not a carbon, but it's having a bechor. Right, so this is the only time where there's an automatic type of carbon that comes from a non-carbon. So, in that case, that's a basa. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says the Isser of Gid is works by mukdashin, by regular carbonus, you're right. Regular carbonus is not going to work. Right, there's no Isser of Gid there. But mivakeres askinan diberechem kadosh, because that's already kadosh merechem. Unlike by other carbonus, maybe it's only usur as it comes out, right? As it comes out, Rashi, Ella hacham of a karas askinan, de lo kadosh vlad, ella barechem, be it si aso. right? But it's, I'm sorry, I flipped it, right? A bechor is only right peter rechem, right, as it comes out. V'yashmina tana didan the avagav de'ain gid noeg b'shar mukdashim to ha iser mukdashim kadim. Usually the iser of hektish, as we said before, if we're assuming that vlados kachim b'mei imon heim kadoshim, as we said before, bechor is the opposite. Bechor is only kadosh as it comes out. That's what makes it a bechor, right? Leidas bechor, and therefore at that moment. That's when it would be chayil. The yisiris ubar kodemes v'sulo asi yisir gid v'chayil by other karbanos afilu achi yesh mukdashim shekin noy b'hen. Right, by this, in this case, the yisir is noy k'gon b'chor miman afshach. Right, and depending if you say it's noy b'shalil, it's not noy b'shalil. Right, that's Rabbi Meir, whether the animal would have a status even beforehand. But anyway, that's the bas achas by a mevakeres, meaning a very small ukimta of what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah says mukdashim, it means one type of carbon. V'ibayasema, maybe that's why there's an ibayasema, v'ladas kachem, v'ibayasanim kedoshim. Right? The other way to say it is, maybe all carbonos only get their kedusha on their way out, right? So then, we would say that it can be chal also on the iser of gid, because the iser of gid comes first, because it's no b'shalil, and it's not paka, even when it comes out. Right, how could the iser of hektish be chal on the iser of gid? So there are, you know, it's asura behana'a, right? There's a iser mosif, iser kolal discussions that can be had. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, lo shanu, when does this whole discussion apply? Lo shana ela kachem anechalin, a big limit. When does this apply? Only by kachem that are eaten. Rashi, chatas, asham, shlamim. Aval kachem, she'in anechalin, ein iser gid, noi bahen. But the iser of kach v'nechala, like a carbon ola, there's no iser of gid hanasha by an ola. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, echad kachim nechala, echad kachim v'nechala, iser gid noi bohen. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, machlokas Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, whether the iser only applies to carbonas that are eaten, or even carbonas that are not eaten. Amar of Papa, below Pliki. Two versions of Rav Papa. Really, there's no machlokas. When one says yes, one says no. Kan lahalkoso, kan lahaloso. Machlokas Rishonim, what does this mean? We'll go with Rashi's Pshat in both of these lines. The Rishonim, the Ran, the Ritva, argue on Rashi on both of the lines, in their direction, but we're going to focus on Rashi's Pshat. Velo pliki, kan, Rabbi Yochanan, who says the Isser applies even to kachim, she'enem ne'echalim lahalkoso. That means if you eat the gid hanasha of an ola, then you get the Isra of Gid Anasha, you get Malkus for Gid Anasha. Everybody agrees to that. Kan, Laha'aloso, when Rav Chiya bar Yosef said it was limited, that's referring to Laha'aloso. Then there's no Isser of Gid Anasha, bringing it up. No Isser of Gid Anasha, meaning you don't have to remove the Isser of Gid, the Gid, before you bring it up and burn it. Meaning Achilas Mizbeach. It's not Asser Mishum Achilas Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan says it is Asser to eat. And it's Malkus, but it's not Asr lahaloso, right? Kashem Shein Nechalim, Ein Isr Gid Noi Bahem, there's no Isr of Gid, and therefore you can bring it up. Ika da Amre, Amr of Papa, cover Rambam Karbanos, please. Ika da Amre, Amr of Papa, Velo Pligi, different version, Kan Lechalso, the Kan lahaloso. So what does this mean? Velo Pligi, Rashi Pshat, Kan Rabbi Chiya, who says that there's no Isr, that's talking about Lechalso, to remove it. The Kan Rabbi Yochanan is talking about laha aloso, to bring it up. What does this mean? Look at Rashi. Lishna Achrina, second wide line in Rashi. Kan lachal dekan aloso. Mand amar ein noig ba'ola. Right, the first day that it's not noig by an ola. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says lachalso kamar. She'eno mitzuve lachalso min hayarech. One is not commanded to remove it from the yard. Meaning once it's going up, then it could go up. Right, there's no iser of bringing it up. And one is not mitzuve to remove it. Before it goes up for the ola. Umadabar noe lahaloso kamar da usr lahaloso bifne atzmo. In pirish bin ayarech. Separate gid hanasha, even by a carbon ola, cannot be brought up. You don't have to take it off. So if it's part of the yarech still, just bring it up and you can burn the whole thing by a carbon ola. But if you did separate it, if you took it off, so then now it has the status of gid hanasha, and now it becomes usr. So according to Rav Papa, both versions, there is no machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, lahaloso pligi. Rashi has the gerusa, lahaloso pligi. Either way, according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, there is a machlokas about about this issue. Titania, the Brisa says, again, a long Brisa, but as we'll see through the Brisa, it's going to end up having a machlokes about Gid. And if we have a moment, I want to read the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach about Gid, if we have time. Titania says the Brisa, V'hikdir ha-kohen etzakol ha-mizbeicha. The kohen burns everything on the mizbeach. L'rabos ha-atzamos v'ha-gidim ha-karnayim ha-tlafim. Right? Included in that, when the kohen burns everything, he doesn't only burn the meat. But you are allowed, and he burns also the bones and the hoofs and the gidim and the horns, everything. Yochal afilu pirsha, you might think that even if they're separated, even if a horn of an animal is separate from the, you burn the horn, if it's not connected to the animal, tamalomar v'yasisa olosecha basar v'hadam. No, only basar and dam. I basar v'hadam yochal yachlos gidim atzamos v'yala basar l'gabe mizbeach. You might think you have to remove them beforehand. Tamalomar v'kira koin is akola mizbecha. No, hakeisad mechubarin yalu. If they're still connected, then they are part of the animal, and therefore they could be brought up. Pirshu, afila barosha mizbeach yerdu. If they're not connected anymore, so then even at the top of the mizbeach, they must come down. So the opinion of this brisa says, all of these items, including the gidin, all of these items, if they're part of the animal, they're brought up and burned. If they're separated, then they are not. Even if they're on top of the mizbeach already. Uman tana deshamis le dafilu pirshu yerdu. Who is the one that says, even if they're on top of the mizbeach, but if they're no longer part of the basar, so then they have to be brought down. That's Rebbe Shita Ditanya. This is all part of the, we didn't get to the point yet. This is all part of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak's proving that there's a machlokas about this issue of gid and karbanos. And pirish, as we'll see. The Tanya, Hikyar Kones Kol Rabos, Hatzamos Vagina Makanamat Lafin Vapilu Pirshu, Uvamani Makayim Vasizo Saka Basarva Adam, Bipokin. Aye, so what is being included by that, what is included in the limitation, only Basar and Dam by Pokin? Meaning, when it is up there, Larabos, the Tanakama here says that the halacha of Atzamos and Gidim, even if they're separated, you still burn them. Aye, what's the limitation of Basar and Dam? If they're on the Mizbeach, and then the heat of the Mizbeach made them fly off the Mizbeach, so then you don't have to put that bone back up. You don't have to put that horn back up. But if it's on top of the Mizbeach, even if it's separated, the Tanakama holds that you burn it. Ha-ketzad, ichule basar atamachzer v'itamachzer ichule gidim atzamos. You return charred basar that started, but not charred gidim atzamos. Rebbe Omer, and Rebbe says otherwise, no. Kasev echad omer v'kira kone etzakol, riba. V'kasev echad omer v'esidol osecha bazar v'adam, miyet. Ha-ketzad, how do you put these together? Michubar and yalu, pirsho, afilu barosho, mizbeach yerdu. Right, so according to Rebbe, only if they're part of the animal, part of the basar, do you burn it, but if they're separated, then you do not burn it. V'rabbanan, and what are the Rabbanan the Tanakama? What do they do with these two psakim? Michubar and lewis rakra. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that if it's still connected to the basar, it's allowed to be burned. L'ribuye, midid havi arosha shalola, the head of the ola. Right, the head of the ola, you know, you have to be makarvit shalem, even though there are a lot of bones. V'hiyis rakra, l'firsho. Right, the chiddush, the inclusion, according to the Tanakama, must be, even if it's separated, you still burn it on the mizbeach. The Rebbe says, no. Mechubarin de hetera lo istrakra l'ribuye. The mechubar of heter, lo istrakra, you're right, for the, like I said, the carbon ola. Ki istrakra l'gid anoshe b'mechubar. You need the pasuk to say that if it's mechubar, even if it's asur, the gid anoshe is also allowed. So Rebbe says, that's what's included, that while it's connected, so you burn it. V'rabbanan, mimashki yisrael, menamutel yisrael. V'rabbanan would say, the Tanakama would say, no, only mimashki yisrael, menamutel yisrael, meaning, sounds like, you wouldn't be able to bring the carp, the gidanasha. Right? So they are makel regarding, even if pirshu, but they're machmir regarding the gidanasha. V'rebi, mitahavia chelav adam. What do you mean? Minamutel yisrael, chelav adam. Just like chelav adam and asur, but that's that your makar of that. So do they get a nasha? V'rabbanon, mitzvah and mekach shayini. No, chelav adam. That's exactly what the mitzvah of karbanos is. Look at Rashi. Chelav adam, important line in Rashi. First skinny line. Da asur lechol, v'krevim l'gavoa, v'chiksiv minamutel yisrael. I'm sorry, the next Rashi. Mitzvah and mekach. Chelav adam, hu ikar a karbon. Right, the ikar of the carbon is chelav adam. So don't compare that to gid anasha. Chelav adam is mutter, but gid anasha is excluded. So what do you see after the dust settles? Machlokes tanoim. Whether the gid anasha has to be removed before it's brought up on the mizbeach. Right, that's a machlokas. And it flips the other way. It's not a chumran kula. Rebbe says mutter, and the Rabbanan say asur, even though the other way, Rebbe says pirshu, you cannot be maktir, the atzamos and the gidim and the other things once it's pirshu, while the Tanakhama says no, those are included. So one has more included and one is more excluded. Just related to this is, again, it's going to come up later, but I'll try to read it now, Karban Pesach. Fascinating machlokes. Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid, about Karban Pesach. The Rambam says that when you roast the Karban Pesach, you roast it whole. Right, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach. If I can find it in a minute, if not, I'll mention it. The Rambam says, Hilchos Karban Pesach, that when you roast the Karban Pesach, you roast it whole. Says the, if not, I'll read it tomorrow, because I don't want to say it without reading it, because it has to be read. Here, it talks about the roasting it, and the Rambam says, Kshadam Ochel, here it is. Says the Kshadam Yudjud Aleph. Kshadam Ochel as a pesa chotech abasar, v'ochel, v'chotech ha'atzamos ben aperach, v'mafarkan imratza. Shagiel gid anashe, motzio manichu imshar agidim, v'atzamos v'akrumas sheyosim mishaz achila. It's clear from the Rambam, when you roast the Karban Pesach, you roast it whole. And you take out the gid anashe afterwards. Says the Ravid, b'chaye roshi, ein iser gadol mizeh, sheyitzle ha'pesach im gid anashe, v'im shmeino v'im tarba detute masno v'im krumo sheberosh. Well, you're going to roast the Karban Pesach? I mean, the Ravid's saying, what about Tom? What about the Tom of the gid anashe? V'im ezge v'ochel pesach. If I'm zoche, says the Ravid, and I'm going to eat the Karban Pesach, v'yavi l'fana kazeh, and the Rambam invites me over to his Seder, ha'yisi chofto v'karko l'fana, I'll throw it on the floor. Says the Ravid. What are you talking about? Gid anashe? So we'll have to get back to that. But talking about karbanos and the gid anashe being allowed, and the tam, again, it relates to ein begidah benosin tam, yish begidah benosin tam, we'll relate, we'll have to get back to that. Vayter. Amar Rav Huna, gid anashe shel ola chotzo l'tapuach. Rav Huna says, the gid anashe of the ola, you remove the chotzo l'tapuach. L'tapuach is the pile on the fire on top of the mizbeach. So Rav Huna says you remove it from on the top. You take it off the mizbeach. You remove it from the thigh and you throw it on the tapuach. That's what you take. Avraham Chizda, Mari Dechi. Really? Is that really true? Miksiv al ken lo yochal la mizbeach al ken lo yochal bnei Yisrael ksiv. What's wrong with the mizbeach? You need to get a nasha. Right? It's just that Bnei Yisrael can't read the Gid Anashe. Rav Huna Mimashka Yisrael, Menamutter Li Yisrael. Rav Huna says no. Even the Mizbeach. You're only allowed to use Menamutter Li Yisrael. Again, that's a big issue. The Achmona discuss. So how on Yom Kippur are we allowed to bring Karbanos? Is that Menamutter Li Yisrael? We're not allowed to eat anything on Yom Kippur. So the Achronim explained there's a difference between something being inherently not kosher and something being kosher, but the time says, right, more on the Gavra. We're on the Gavra, the time says that it is Usr. Well, we discussed this, if you remember way back in the first parak, when we discussed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe Takala, al behemdar shel tzadikim, kala kala, v'homer tzadikim, so we have many examples of tzadikim eating things before Havdalah, and eating things on Yom Kippur, so the Tosa, the Rishonim mentioned there, that's different. That's something that the time asers it, not something that's not really, not kosher. Meisvei, gid anasha shel shlamim, mechabdo la'ama, the Brisa says that gid anasha of the shlamim, you put into the ama of the pipe on the floor. V'shel ola maleu, but it says the ola you're male. So my la maleu maktiro, does that mean you bring it up and you burn it? Lo maleu v'cholso. No, it means you bring it up and you separate it and put it onto the tapuach. V'me'achasholso lama maleu. So what's the purpose of bringing it up? Why do you have to stafka separate it up, separate it on the bottom? V'shem shenema harkivein olafachasecha. Because it says in Malachi, much of Malachi is about Hashem upset about the karbanos that we're bringing. And Hashem says, you're bringing all these karbanos that are lame and stolen, and why don't you bring it to your governors? Meaning, bring that to a Melech Basav Adam? Is that kavadik? So that's the lashon. Hakmin lefechazecha, because it's not kavadik to take out the gid anashe, that while the whole thigh is open, bring that up to the mizbeach, keep it whole, bring it up to the mizbeach, and right before you burn it, so then you can separate it. Tanya kavasi d'Rav Huna, gid anashe shal shlamim mechado la'amav shal olach otzo l'tapuach. Beferish. Tanan Hassan, the Mishnah says in Tamid, tapuach haya be'emza mizbeach. There was the big pile in the middle of the mizbeach. Also machlokas. The Rambam says it was a big pile. The Ravi seemed to say there was a frame of a tapuach that you put it in. Pamim hayalav kishlosh meos kor. It had a ton, 300 kor of ashes. Amar Rava Guzma. That's an exaggeration. Hishku as a tamid b'koshal zav. They also, we're quoting Guzmas here, sometimes they gave the carbon tamid to drink water before they shechted it in a golden cup. Amar Rava Guzma. Come on. Not in a golden cup. Amar Rabbi Ami, Dibra Torah b'lashon havai. Sometimes the Torah speaks in hyperbole, in exaggeration. Dibru Neviyam l'shon havai. Dibru Chachamim l'shon havai. Dibru Chachamim l'shon havai. Hada Amran. Chachamim, we just said. This case. 300 kur. It just means a lot. Means a lot. Dibru Torah b'lashon havai. Arim gedolos uvitzuros b'shamayim. Cities up to the heavens. Up to the heavens, really? It just means big cities. Dibru Neviyam l'shon havai. Batibaka ha'aris l'kolam. There was an earthquake. At the time that Shlomo HaMelech was anointed and there was so much dancing, it was an earthquake. Doesn't mean there was an earthquake. It means it was Lashon Havai. Sometimes it's a little exaggerated. Three times Chazal exaggerate. That's pretty amazing. They never exaggerated anywhere else. Only these three times. Eluhain. Maybe it means in Mishnayos. Eluhain. Tapuach Gefen Uparochas. Tapuach Ad Amran, as we just said. Gefen. What's the Gefen? The Tanan, the Mishnah says in Tamid Midos. Tanan. Gefen Shel Zahav. Haisa Omedes Al Pislo Shel Heichal. Umutzla Agabi Klunsos. When you walked into the doorway of the Heichal, there was a golden vine that was put there. Umutzla Agabi Klunsos. Held up by poles. V'chol Mishaya Misnadiv Gargol Eshko. Whenever somebody wanted to give a nedava of gold, maybe Vitolaba, they hung it on there. Amar Belazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Maisa V'hayav, V'nimna Lav, Shlosh Bias Konim Lefnosa. One time they needed 300 Konim to remove it. Right, that's 300 Konim, it's so heavy. So maybe that was a Guzma. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, what was this Gefen? Doesn't mean just like a Pashas, it was like a design, a golden vine that was a design. Look at the Rush in Meseches Tamid, where this comes up. The Rush in Tamid says that Shlomo HaMelech B'Chachmaso planted a golden vine. Planted a golden vine, and it grew golden grapes. Right, the Rush in Tamid says, Ubi Yerushalmi Mefaresh Shlomo B'Chachmaso Nata Gefen Shel Zav V'Motzia Peiro Shel Zav B'Chol Shana V'Hu Zav Parvim. Wow. Says that's the Rush. Okay, the Rush and the Rama and the Pirush Mishnayos gives another shot, but that's either way, the 300, so that's not Guzma, that Shlomo did that. But the fact that you needed 300 Kohanim to remove it, that's Guzma. Paroches Ditnan, Rishon Gamliel Lomar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Askan, Paroches, how big was the Paroches? Thickness of your Tefach Vashal Shivim Vishnayim Nirim Nereges. It was a Tefach thick. It would use 72 threads because the Mishnah, the Rashi quotes already in Parshat Tetzaveh that every time you wove, you had to have one Tcheles with a couple of the other materials. It was very thick threads. Yokal Nima Venima Esrim Bar Bechutin. Every thread was really made up of 24 strings. Erka arba'im ba'ama v'rachba esrim ba'ama, dimensions of the paroches, umishmone v'shtei ribonasis. What does that mean? Some say that means it was made from 20,800 threads, and others say that that's how many, Rashi quotes, that's how many women were needed to make it. Okay? Ushtaim es osim bashana, 2 a year, ushkoshme os koanim matbilo nosadani, 300 koanim to be matbilit. Right, so guzma. So again, Tosva says, how did it become tummy in the first place? Right, it's not the royal to sit on. It's a curtain. So Tosva says maybe it was like ohel because it was bent over a little bit. Tosva says the Ritva says no, that's all chilek from the Guzma. They never tovled it. Maybe it was just all. That's how much they would have needed to tovel it. Okay, but yeah, just two more lines. Biarach shel yamin, biarach shel small. Masisa and delok Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino ono agela ba'achas. Only one of them. Rabbi Yehuda says it only applies to one. Va'adas machras shel yamin, and das dictates that it's shel yamin. Here it is, Rabosai, the only time in Shas, I think, maybe not, but if not, one of the only times that the following phrase appears. Iboy lehu, mivsha pshita le Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says das machras, is he saying that it's obvious and this is what I hold, it's only by the right? And what does it mean, das machras, uma das Torah? Right, the only time that appears. Oh, Dilma, see, that's not what it means in the modern day jargon, but here, does Das Torah means that's what he knows for sure? Oh, Dilma, Sivuki Misafkele, or is he still not sure? Uma das note, it's what I think. That's his suffix. What is the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, we'll have to see what the answer is. We have to see what Das Torah, whether it's Das Torah tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see whether that's going to be what we really hold, or we reject Das Torah. And it's really Das Nota. Okay, I guess we'll have to see that Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.